Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 179, How to Write Your Own Epic Destiny, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey, it's almost the end of the week. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 4 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays, where I answer your questions. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to part 1 from Wednesday's show, which is episode 178. All right, let's wrap up part 2 as we optimize your life. How to Write Your Own Epic Destiny, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. You have to go through the crappy stuff. Nobody likes to hear about guys and girls born into nobility with every advantage, are charming and good-looking, and then go on to be even more successful. It's way more fun to hear about the guys and girls who started with nothing, got pushed around and hated on, lived for years and years in horrible conditions but persevered, and then finally hit it big and kicked major ass. You might be in the crappy part of your story now. I don't care how old you are, how overweight you are, how crappy your job is, how out of whack your finances are, the fun part of your story just hasn't happened yet. It is never too late to get started, and no hole is too deep to climb out of. Your calling is right around the corner, so keep your eyes and ears open. You have a date with destiny, and she doesn't like to be kept waiting. Fortune favors the bold. Frodo was content living an easy life with Bilbo at Bag End. Arthur was probably one heck of a squire. Neo was a great computer programmer and would have made a very nice life for himself. However, when destiny presented itself, they all responded with action. Frodo decided to take the ring to Mordor. Arthur pulled the sword from the stone. Neo took the red pill. Change is scary and different. Sometimes, though, you just need to say, "This is what I'm meant to do," and then go do it. Characters are sometimes born, quote, the one, and don't know it, while others had greatness thrust upon them due to miraculous outside forces. That matters not. What matters is that when destiny showed up, they went for it. There was no, "I'm not good enough," or "That's not for me." More of just, "What do I need to do?" After you create your destiny, it will be your responsibility to put one foot in front of the other and start taking steps towards your epic fate. Find that moment, that catalyst, that spark that will get you started, and then go. Waiting around to complaining about your bad job, unhealthy lifestyle, credit card debt, or boring life doesn't make for a compelling story. Stop waiting, stop complaining, and start planning. Your destiny is there for the taking. Change up your diet. Stop eating junk and start eating real food. Start exercising. Do a bodyweight routine. Head to the gym or sign up for a 5K. Leave your crappy job. Jobs don't have to be miserable, you know. and nobody is forcing your stay there. Any excuse is just another way to justify inaction. Find something that you love and then bust your ass to get paid for it. It is possible to wake up with a smile on a Monday morning. Get out of debt. Get inspired. Stop buying junk. Sell your Listen to Optimal Finance Daily and free yourself. Do something today. I'm a firm believer in the power of momentum. Make Optimus Prime proud and make one tiny change today. Who knows what it could snowball into?
Autobots, roll out.
If Frodo could put one foot in front of the other, walking ever closer to Mordor and certain death, you can take one step closer to your destiny, which is hopefully much less grim. Eventually, never happens. Tomorrow never comes. Today. What is your destiny? Here's my slightly embellished origin story. I was just a humble boy growing up in a sleepy fishing village. I went off to explore the South, college at Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee, moved west to San Diego, returned defeated but inspired to Atlanta, Georgia, discovered that my destiny lay with written words, lifted weights, and a rebellion of underdogs. Since then, I've embraced my prophecy and have begun building a rebel army. Before my time is done on this planet, I expect to have started a worldwide rebellion, completed my epic quest of awesome, and changed the lives of hundreds of thousands. Not only that, but I want to be the first person ever to die from literally having too much fun at the ripe old age of 127. Moral of the story? A humble boy from a sleepy fishing village is going to alter the course of history. 4 years ago, that would have seemed like an absolutely ridiculous statement to me. I was just a kid, fresh out of college, selling construction equipment. I didn't know or care what a blog was. I didn't enjoy writing. Now, this epic future I've envisioned for myself doesn't seem so far off. In fact, I'll be surprised if I don't accomplish everything I've set out to do. After all, it's my homemade destiny, right? Your turn. What is your origin story? Are you still in the crappy part? Or have you discovered your true destiny? What is it? You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Write Your Own Epic Destiny by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As some of you listen to Steve's personal story, you may have thought to yourself, well, that worked well for him, but that's not worked well for me so far. I've done some of those things, and it just hasn't happened yet. I promise you, keep at it. Don't give up on yourselves just yet. For me, I knew teaching was my calling. I knew I didn't want to be an elementary school teacher or a junior high or even high school teacher. I knew I wanted to teach at the college level. And something I haven't told you before is that I was rejected for faculty positions by at least 20 different colleges and universities. A college that I worked for part-time for over 7 years rejected my application to become full-time. I thought that was my sure-fire way in to becoming a full-time faculty member, but it wasn't, and I was crushed. But I couldn't let go of the idea that this is what I was meant to do, and so I kept at it. And sure enough, that's now what I do full-time. And as Steve mentioned, I wake up Monday morning with a smile on my face. I pursued my dream for 10 years, and now I'm living it. I'll end with another inspirational quote. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Lao Tzu. I mentioned earlier that I answer your questions every Friday in a special Q&A episode. If you want to send in your own question for me to answer right here on the show, you can come by oldpodcast.com. There's a red bar along the side of the site that says, Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a question and send it in. It's totally free. It can be about diet, nutrition, fitness, disease prevention, stress management, anything along those lines, and it's super easy to do. Or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Just make sure you do it soon, because in about a week, we'll be giving away another book to a random person who sent in a question. And that wraps up today's episode, a two-part post. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you on the Q&A show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.